This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 28 September 2005. This is the five-year anniversary of the Al-Aqsa Intifada, and Israeli occupation forces have escalated attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. In the last week, 8 Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 4 of the victims were extrajudicially executed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 35 Palestinian civilians were wounded by Israeli occupation forces, and the Israeli army have launched 26 aerial attacks on civilian targets in the Gaza Strip and launched dozens of mock aerial raids that have terrified the Palestinian civilian population and damaged their property. Israeli occupation forces have also conducted 91 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 311 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces, including 3 human rights defenders, Nazia Saeed Abaoun, 43, director of the Palestinian Prisoner Support Society, Khalil Ali Abu Amru, 35, director of the Prisoner Support Society of Ramallah, and Samer Al-Nemer, 42, coordinator of the Qatari Red Crescent Society in the West Bank. A Palestinian home in Kabatia village near Jenin was destroyed by Israeli occupation forces in the context of collective punishment measures. Offices of 2 charitable organizations and societies in Jerusalem and a number of others in the West Bank were also closed by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. An old Palestinian man died as Israeli occupation forces obstructed his evacuation to the hospital. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Beit Hanun Erez Crossing. Israeli occupation forces arrested 15 Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints in the West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces have continued the construction of the annexation or apartheid wall. 9 international solidarity activists and Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces, and a Palestinian civilian was wounded near the wall while he was involved in nonviolent protest of this apartheid wall. Here's a more detailed summary. Israeli violations of international law continued in occupied Palestine during the reporting period. Less than 1 month following the redeployment in the Gaza Strip, Israeli army escalated their attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in the Gaza Strip. This escalation proves, as we have always said, that the Israeli army continued to substantially occupy the Gaza Strip, despite the recent evacuation of the settlers. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces launched several aerial attacks against Palestinian civilians and targets throughout the Gaza Strip. They've also launched a series of mock aerial raids, which made Palestinian civilians, especially children, extremely terrified. Killing. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces killed 8 Palestinian civilians. 4 of these Palestinians were killed in extrajudicial assassinations. 4 civilian bystanders were also injured, and the Israeli occupation army launched 27 aerial attacks against civilian targets in the Gaza Strip and have injured 31 Palestinians. Incursions. Israeli occupation army have conducted 91 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 311 Palestinian civilians, including prominent religious, political, social, academic, and media figures, mostly in the last 3 days covered by the report. Most of these detainees were known of their affiliation to the Hamas and Islamic Jihad, including Sheikh Hassan Youssef, the spokesman of Hamas in the West Bank, and Dr. Mohammed Ghazal, a senior leader in the Hamas in the West Bank. Restrictions on movement. Even though Israeli occupation forces were redeployed around the Gaza Strip, the Israeli government maintained the occupation of the Gaza Strip through controlling the outlets or crossings. The Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border continues to be closed, as well as the Erez or Beit Hanun crossing point. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They have continued to close Jenin, Nablus Road, since 15 August 2005, and a Palestinian civilian died in Hebron as Israeli occupation forces obstructed his evacuation to the hospital. Additionally, the annexation wall continues to be built. In a recent report submitted to the United Nations General Assembly, Professor John Dugard, the Special Rapporteur of the Commission on Human Rights on the Situation of Human Rights in the Palestinian area, occupied in Israel by 67, stated that the wall being constructed by Israel in the West Bank, allegedly for security purposes, would transfer some 55,000 Palestinians presently living in the municipal area of East Jerusalem to the West Bank. He added that some 50,000 Palestinians have Jerusalem identity cards but live outside the municipal area of East Jerusalem because they cannot find homes in the city due to land confiscations and restrictions imposed by the Israeli army. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.